Hey there, listeners. It's Mike Snyder here.
And I'm Brett Molina. Welcome back to Talking Tech. You know, we are so dependent on constant communication with our phones and home internet connectivity. Anytime there's a snag, it is always troublesome.
That's right, Brett. When you're not connected to your cellular network or Wi-Fi, you can feel untethered. Luckily, USA Today tech columnist Kim Komando has some tips to improve your situation in her recent report on tech.usatoday.com. And interestingly, many of these suggestions are so simple, you might not even think of trying them. For example, if you seem to be getting a spotty cell signal, it could be your battery. If it's running low on charge, it could be interfering with the signal you're getting. So recharge it and see if that solves the problem. She suggests keeping a portable charger handy to avoid that and other issues. And I have 7 or 8 portable chargers around, but I usually leave them at home when I leave. So that's probably something I can change. Other possible culprits for signal problems include your phone case. It could interfere with coverage, so try taking it off and see if the signal improves. Also, make sure your phone is updated to the latest software. Older versions of software could cause or at least contribute to connection issues. And I know you've heard this one before, but try turning your phone off. Kim suggests before you power down, though, that you turn on airplane mode for a few seconds, then turn it back, then turn airplane mode off, let your phone reconnect to the network, then turn your phone off and back on. You could see an improvement. Another possible solution, change your location. If you're inside a building, try moving closer to a window or go outside. Or go upstairs if you're on the lower level of a building.
So if poor signal strength is still a constant problem, you could try checking the cell phone tower situation where you are by going to Cell Mapper, which is a cell tower search site. You set your country, provider, and network speed, then enter your address in the location search field. Once you hit enter, you'll see the closest cell towers to you. You can also boost your cell phone signal if you find this is going to be an ongoing issue. Kim recommends a WeBoost home cell signal booster, which you can find on Amazon. Your cellular provider also typically offers a booster called a femtocell that helps improve your connection. Lastly, if you have constant problems with calls at home or at work, you may want to use Wi-Fi calling on your phone. On an iPhone, you can open up settings, scroll down and tap iPhone, then select Wi-Fi calling. When you're there, you toggle the button next to Wi-Fi calling on this iPhone to the right to turn it on. Then you have Wi-Fi calling enabled. If you're on Android, open up the phone app, then tap more on the 3-dot icon to open the menu. Tap settings, select Wi-Fi calling. If you don't happen to see that option, your carrier might not support it.
If you don't have a Wi-Fi calling option or you aren't able to upgrade your phone to the latest software, unfortunately, it may be time to get a new phone, and that could help solve these problems too. Listeners, let's hear from you. You have any other tips for folks having problems with cell connections or have any questions or show ideas? You can find me on Twitter at Mike Snyder.
And I'm at Brett Molina 23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.